Remind me to never question your date ideas again, honey. I never would have anticipated a Russian history exhibit being that fun. Especially that section on that Stalin guy. The fact that such a creep ever got married is astonishing. Maybe I could understand if he looked more like you, but... Don't be so modest. I have to beat women off you with a stick everywhere we go. Even the tour guide we had was eyeing you up when she thought I wasn't looking. Don't tell me that you didn't notice the way she kept giving you way more attention than the rest of the group. Yes, babe, really. And I could tell just by looking that she was only interested in your body. As soon as she got what she wanted, she probably would have dumped you like trash. Aren't you glad that you have a loving, devoted girlfriend like me to look out for you? I would never even dream of hurting you like that. We shouldn't keep standing in the hall like this, though. Let me unlock the door, and here we are. Home sweet home. Just kick off your shoes so we can go upstairs and... Wait. What was that? Did somebody break in? No, let's go check this out. Come on, babe. Oh, I love it when you get all protective. You can go in front of me if you want to. Stop, thief! How dare you? What the hell? Why are you here? And why are you climbing out the window? Hey! You weren't supposed to be home for another hour and a half, sis. Yeah, but our reservation was canceled, so we had to skip dinner. Didn't you get my message? You know I keep my phone on silent. You should have called me. I would have if I wasn't out on a date. And... Oh, no. You must be so confused right now. Babe, calm down. There's a good explanation for this, I swear. What part of calm down don't you understand? Lock the door. He's not leaving the bedroom until we explain ourselves. Baby, no. Don't try to run away. Just sit down on the bed and let us explain ourselves. Good. You're playing along nicely. Now, you're probably wondering why there's two of your girlfriend in the same room, and why one of them was trying to climb out the window. And don't you worry. We have a perfectly good explanation. You see, we're your twin sisters. I can see that this has just raised more questions. I guess we'd better admit to the truth then. So, we may have been...
Possibly.
Potentially.
Just the slightest.
Easiest bit.
Barely enough to count, really.
We've been impersonating a girl you like.
So that we could go on dates.
And hold hands.
And cuddle.
And
other stuff.
For how long?
Let's just say... Long enough. You know, Russian history isn't just a hobby for us.
We figured out how to, shapeshift after reading about it in this dusty old library book.
Most of it was really boring, but the magic was surprisingly effective. All it took was a potion, a few magic words, and some of that girl's hair that you like, and voila.
Yeah, just like Polyjuice Potion. Ooh, like remember that time way back when we all snuggled under the blankets with candy we stole?
Watching Harry Potter until he passed out.
We watched you sleep all night. Now, whenever we want to, we can change back and forth between our appearance and hers. It's come in handy, as you can clearly see.
Where is she?
Who can say?
All I know is that it's not a coincidence that her parents haven't heard from her in quite some time.
Quite irresponsible of her, if you ask us.
Anyway, the efficacy of hydrogen peroxide aside, the reason we did this, little brother, is, well...
It's because we love you!
So much! You don't know how painful it was, watching you pine after that girl, day in and day out, and not being able to do anything about it. And when we went off to college, we thought it was the end for our chances. You had Jane, and we barely saw you.
But then we found the book. And we knew that it meant we could make you happy.
We only did it for you.
That girl could never understand you like we do. We can make you happy.
We've made you happy.
In ways she never would have been able to.
That time when you were crying over losing your job, it was me who hugged you and stroked your hair and wiped away the tears.
Or when you got your results back and found out you'd be getting into your dream college, I was the one who took you out on a dinner date to celebrate.
Can't you see how much we've done for you? All the time and effort we've put into making sure you were happy?
You aren't going to let it all go to waste by telling us to stop now, are you?
Really? You're not mad at us?
We're so happy.
I'm glad we've got this out in the open now. It was getting stressful swapping places all the time. I'm pretty sure our tutors might think one of us is dying with the number of sick days we've taken.
So, what do you want to do now, little brother?
You've got the two of us. You're gorgeous twin sisters. And we'd do anything to make you happy.
You always kiss so nicely, little brother. Your lips against mine taste so good.
And while she's kissing you, I'm just gonna slide your pants off.
Your cock is already so hard for us, little brother.
I can help you with that.
You're moaning into my mouth. You love it when she sucks your cock, don't you?
You're already throbbing, little brother.
You must be so pent up.
Poor baby. Don't worry. We're going to take good care of you. Just like we always do.
Going straight for my breasts.
You're such a pervert, little brother. Here, let me slide my top off so you can get a better feel.
Your hands feel so firm on my breasts. I love the way you grope and squeeze them like that.
Hey, I have an idea. Get down here, sis. Let me take my top off, too.
Okay, what for?
We're both going to make our brother feel good now. I'll keep using my mouth, and you are going to use your breasts on him. Tit fuck our little brother and make him come.
Good idea, sis. Now that we're both here, he'll have to see that we're the only ones for him.
You like the way your older sister's tits feel wrapped around your cock. You love how soft and slick they are with my saliva on your cock as they slide up and down.
making you feel so good each time. Oh, fuck, your cock feels so warm between my tits. Go on, sis. Suck the tip of his cock. Really push him over the edge. It's like you read my mind, sis. Fuck. You're throbbing so hard. You're going to come soon, aren't you? Go on, brother. Come for us. Come all over my tits and in your sister's mouth. That's right. That's right. You came so much for us, little brother. This amount must be at least 2 or 3 times more than usual. You look like you enjoyed that. Even more than normal. We certainly did. Hey, are you all right, little brother? You usually don't go this soft this soon. I was looking forward to round 2. And maybe even 3. The poor boy must be tired after shooting such a thick, heavy load for us. He's had an eventful night. We should let him rest. You're right. It's not like we're in any kind of hurry anyway. Now that he knows just how much we really love him, we've got all the time in the world to dote on our darling little brother. Today, tomorrow, next week, next year, forever and ever.